happy nap time. I love you too, but you don't need to lick me.
But it's fun though.
I love you too, but you don't need to lick me.
Welcome to Hey You,
where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of coffee.
I am Keith.
I am Tanya.
For once, she's actually who she says she is. Last couple episodes, you're kind of making stuff up as we go along.
Maybe I'm making it up this time.
That could be. I don't know. Talked about being crazy earlier today. We have a wonderful, fun-filled, thrilling episode.
About food and coffee.
Shut up. And we don't talk about food and coffee in this.
And alcohol.
And alcohol and food and friends and things.
We can talk about our exciting Valentine's night.
It was great. I think I slept for like a couple hours before I went to work. I don't remember it.
I made curry for supper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was good. I liked that. I totally forgot it was Valentine's Day.
I noticed it. I'm like, eh. We watched TV. We ate curry.
Yeah.
You napped for work.
Or just not. I mean, we used to celebrate it early on. When we first started dating, but I think that's kind of like an expected thing.
Yeah.
And you're doing...
It was one of those that excitement of getting something special for a new relationship.
Right, yes, yeah.
Which, you know, I got you very traditional gifts, like a cheesecake and a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right, you got me the mouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom made me take it downstairs to the basement, and then she could... She still heard it.
I can still hear it scratching.
I can hear it scratching.
That was Selfie, the mm-hmm. little gray mouse. She was a cute little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was good Valentine's Day present.
See, that's when you know.
Yeah.
You got a keeper.
Yeah.
When they get you a mouse.
And now it's turned into, it doesn't even have to be a holiday. I brought a mouse home.
Well, we were talking before about how, you know, people with kids have to talk about trying to plan a date night, and we're like, well, that's just every weekend now. So
that wasn't it at one of the places we were at for dinner last week, listening to, I think I heard somebody talking about how they had to worry about a babysitter or something because of the kids.
Yes. And
I
was like, excited for a date night.
Yeah,
and
they're
like,
that's
just called Friday or Saturday.
That's pretty much any day of the week for us if we want to.
I mean, what do people do for like Valentine's specialness, like go get sushi? That's gonna be tonight.
Right, exactly.
Go get a fancy meal with wine. That was last week Friday.
Yeah. But we'll get food and come back here tonight and probably do that again. Do some more drinking and watch a movie or something.
Can we play board games? The new one you got me for Christmas, just so we can figure out how it works, maybe?
We'll see.
Yeah. That means no.
We'll see. As long as my friends aren't playing dinosaurs.
What if you play dinosaurs after?
All right. I'll think about it. Yes, we'll try the new one. What was it?
What's next?
What's next? Should be interesting.
Yeah. It would be nice to just kind of figure out. I mean, the Pirates game turned out really good.
Pirates is actually pretty cool.
It's not called Pirates.
No, Shenanigans. No. Something.
It's not Shipwrecked. It's not.
No.
I don't know. You have little pirate ships that you go around and get stuff and attack people for a storm. And
you got to get your masts and then your guns and then.
It turned out to be a lot of fun.
It's interesting.
And we just keep calling it Pirates because I don't remember what the actual name is.
It's not Shipwrecked.
No.
It's going to bug me. Well, I mean, it's not really that important. We'll figure it out and we'll tell you later.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Later. You know, later. Whenever later happens. Could be any time from between now and later.
So last Friday, we went to Ledgestone.
Oh,
because they
yes.
opened up their full, like, did a full menu because they had just done some pastas the last time we were there.
Which and was now good.
They were very good. And now they did a much more full menu. Still not huge, but holy freaking delicious.
There was nothing in that order that we had. And it wasn't a giant order because it was what you ordered for your food, what I ordered.
Yeah.
Every bit of it was honestly almost perfect. And it
It would have be a hard time to to top that. And yes, there were several other options on the menu we were both looking at, too.
Yes.
So it was kind of hard to choose. I had gotten, they're like steak medallions with bulgogi sauce. It's a savory Korean. Hit the what Korean. A wookie,
Hana what sauce?
Bulgogi.
I think she just had a stroke. I'm going to have to call an ambulance.
No.
Oh, sorry. I there was a lot of letters and things that you said.
Think savory Korean steak sauce is probably okay. The most simplified thing
say I can say. Say that word say. Slowly.
Bulgogi.
I swear there was more to it before that.
Just bulgogi.
I thought you said like hippo bulgogi.
Because gogi is meat.
Made out of hippos. Probably tastes like grass.
Bul, I think, is fire.
Sure.
Fire. So I think it's like for grilling.
Okay, so you didn't have a stroke. That's no, an actual thing.
It's an actual thing. We yes. saw it today at World Market. There were bottles of bulgogi sauce.
Oh, I missed that part.
Because you weren't listening when I pointed it out to you.
Of course not. When do I listen to you? 20 years of this, and she still doesn't understand me.
I understand too well. But it had that.
Yes.
It had some, the really long green beans, and... like wild rice pilaf, and then pureed parsnips, which it's a root veggie, but don't be scared because it's almost slightly sweet. They're delicious. It's like slightly, it's halfway between a sweet potato and a potato, I guess is the best way I can describe it. It was, but it was all really good. That yeah. with the sauce and the stuff and the.
The meat was cooked very well.
And you had?
The shrimp po' boy. That was, I've had many other po' boys, mm-hmm. and there's not very many that have been to that level. I don't know what it was like, if it was just the way they did it was.
The shrimp was still crispy.
The deep fried shrimp, the sauce, it was like
like a Cajun sauce, wasn't it?
Cajun sauce, it was, yes, a Cajun sauce. I think it was just, what, Remoulin. Shrimp.
And the really nice bun.
The bun was awesome, but I'm thinking like lettuce or something or
oh,
spinach.
Was it like a, or like a coleslaw? Did they have that on there?
No, it wasn't yeah. a coleslaw.
So maybe it was
no,
like a...
No, it was like a lettuce or a spinach or something.
Yeah, a vegetation.
Yes, it was something green that grows in the garden outside. but the combination of it with the bun, it was, I don't usually say this very often, the whole, well, and then the fries.
The fries were good with the...
fries were seasoned.
Yep.
So very nicely. And then it was like a garlic
ranchy sauce.
Kind of.
Like homemade.
There was little bits of green in it. So I'm wondering
that's
if there was
real
like.
Ranch.
Yes.
From scratch.
I think they had ketchup. I don't remember because I just dipped it in the stuff.
I even thought of it. Yeah. Because I even thought of it. There wasn't ketchup out. But she set it down. And I'm like, oh, you even mentioned like, oh, I should ask for ketchup for the fries. I'm like, well, why don't we try this sauce? And you're like, never mind.
No, I don't
do
know.
Not you do not want to ruin the ketchup is nothing compared to that. That was
the
so good.
The sandwich was immaculate. It was so, it was put together well. One shrimp tried to escape, but it didn't work. I ate them anyway. The way it was put together on the bun, the fries with that garlic ranchy whatever, it was amazing. It honestly was. I don't give very many places like perfects, but that was something.
And it's such a simple idea. Like a shrimp po' boy is not very complicated.
Yes.
So I feel like it is easy to mess it up, to not be that great.
Right.
Or to be okay. I feel like it's harder to be awesome with something that simple, and they did it.
You let me try. I kind of feel bad because I didn't let you try any of mine.
No, I didn't. I got to try the fries, the dipping sauce, just a little bit. There was no fries left over.
No, and normally we don't. It was a good amount too. That's yes. A lot of places when you get fries, they give you so many. I mean, we took some home from yesterday.
Yeah.
The chickens I'll probably get.
Yep.
Which meal we'll talk about a little bit. No, I ate all of them because it was a good amount of fries. They were all really, it was delicious. So it was hard to not. With the sandwich, you let me try some of your medallions.
Mm-hmm.
With the bottle of wine, honest to God, if there's anybody out there listening for a good date night, go That's to it. Ledgestone and try their food. Get a drink. If you're not a wine person, they do have beers.
Yes. They have some local beers, and they make their own.
And they make their own, yes.
I would say you really like the peanut butter porter they do.
They make their yes, yeah. What's the?
And they do they have the Wally Wizard Stout?
I think they're the ones that make it. Yes. What's the Gnarly Cedar?
Gnarly Cedar.
Gnarly Cedar Brewery is what they're called. Yes. I would honestly, this is a we've had friends in the past that have asked me about a good date night. They have kids. They want to actually go out and have a good meal without the children around.
Yeah.
This is a high recommendation.
Absolutely.
Get there early.
I was going to say that too. I was waiting for you for you to be done to say, if you're go early.
Go plan early. For an early meal. What time did we get there? 4:30?
Probably right about that. Quarter to five. And there were already quite a few people there. Wasn't packed. There was still some
there
seats.
There was still some room.
But not a ton of tables left open. Yes. Only a few. We didn't check in the back in the barrel room. That's a newer section. But there was seating back there.
Was there people going back there? Because it was to my back. I couldn't tell.
I saw there's people going in and out of there. But it wasn't long from when we ordered our bottle of wine, Riesling, to split. And waiting for the food, people were just pouring in
around
5:30. Yeah. It was packed by the time we left. Like, people were scoping out our table as soon as we got up.
We got but 10, not even 5 feet. We started walking away and there were people like right there.
I think it was before we got our food, we had our wine. There was a couple at a four top table behind you that then saw another couple standing around and they're like, feel free to sit down. So two couples, strangers, shared a table, made it work. I'm like, aw, sometimes there's hope in this world.
They were super nice. And the
service there is the fantastic. Staff. Oh my They're God. So nice, so easygoing.
The one, isn't she, she's like kind of taller, skinnier, got shoulder length brown hair. Isn't she the owner?
She might be.
I see her all the time. They were coming out, and not only were they taking drink orders for people, but they were also taking food orders.
Mm-hmm. Checking out.
Even after, like, we walked up and got our drinks at the bar and ordered our food at the bar and went and sat down, it got so busy that I feel like they couldn't have people standing at the bar. It's not a big place.
Not for the middle of winter. In the summer, it is beautiful because you can be out in the grassy area between the building and the vineyard, and they do live music out there.
Yes.
You bring your own chairs. They do have a couple of spots to their seating outside, but it's definitely like they, with their own seating, they double their space when it's nice out with outdoor seating and indoor seating. Indoor, it's a little snug, but they do also have that barrel room, which they do music there as well. But we've never had a bad experience there.
No, and this past one was probably the best with just how good that food. And saying this because they're sponsoring us or whatever. They just were good.
If they want to.
I mean, yeah, we're not against that. If they want to throw us like a free meal for bragging about them, and if they're listening. Anybody that works there or knows someone that works there that listens.
We're cheap dates.
Hey, you could also, like, if you're listening to this and you suddenly decide, it's a good date night, we'll go there. And then you brag about, this podcast I listened to.
Mention it.
Says we should come here. Hello.
Or tag us when you go.
Yes, that too.
That would be awesome.
Recommended by.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
Any place. If it is a place that you've gone that you enjoyed and you went because you heard it from us, please tag us. Let us know.
Yeah.
Be nice to know anybody else is enjoying this, but it was a little bit pricier, but about what I would have expect for the quality of food and a whole bottle of wine.
The way that food tasted and how
I would have paid more.
I was fine with the cost. I really was.
I would have paid more. I was almost expecting to pay more in some ways, but I'm like, no, that was, it felt right. I didn't feel like I was paying too much for something.
Yep.
We did not leave hungry.
Nope. They have a lot of singles tables, but then they do have a couple of like four person tables.
Two tops, four tops. They have the counter area, that one longer table.
Yes, it's a big table. And even if you want to go and just have a drink there, they do have quite a few seats at the bar. And then they have some nice little like cushion benches over by their indoor fireplace.
Yeah, the
that
little
you can also sit by.
Yeah, the little fireplace back there. It's very cozy, comfortable place.
And plus they have a little couch and like a couple of chairs section too, closer to the front door.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause there was one of the ladies that was in that group was scoping out the table behind us waiting, but they eventually ended up just staying there and eating their food. Cause worked out pretty decently.
Yeah, they were comfortable there.
I think there was five of them in that group, and they would have had to have stolen a chair from somewhere, but nobody would have cared.
Yeah, I remember them talking about it, too, and they're like, no, actually, we're good there.
And the island thing.
The counter island that's sort of in between, divides like the bar section from a dining-ish section.
Yep.
Is that they make their space work. It was even packed. It was cozy, but it wasn't overcrowded. It didn't feel claustrophobic, but yes.
Well worth it. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. How's that go? Highly recommend. 5 stars. Would come again.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yep. And then we left there.
Oh, yeah. And went to Studio 1212.
Yep. Like I usually do on some Fridays.
Well, the story actually continues when we're still at Ledgestone. And see that our friend Gretchen is like, oh, I wish I had known you were going there. I'm eating at Panera by myself.
By herself.
I'm eating some soup at Panera by myself. Which Panera is fine, but she could have joined us.
It's close to her house also. But I mean, we're not very good at explaining or throw. I shouldn't say it. People know where we're going and what we're doing. We do it every Friday.
We just don't know what. Like her schedule is, because she works a heck of a lot of extra jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
yeah.
We weren't expecting her to necessarily be free. So, we made plans to then meet up at our next stop, which is a common one we like to stop at for a drink, a Studio 1212.
Yes.
And that was a good time. She also ordered and paid for a charcuterie board. I really didn't need. I was not hungry, but when people put cheese and crackers and fruit in front of you, you can't not eat it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a tough turn down, even though every time I burped, I kept tasting the shrimp. It's like, I don't need more food.
And the drinks were really good there.
Yes, yes, I like their drinks. They have the Wally Wizard, which is made at Gnarly Cedar, Ledgeview, so that's I had that.
And the coffee that goes into the Wally Wizard beer is made in town, too, by Coffee Wizards.
Coffee Wizards, yeah.
Local coffee roasters.
It was a good Friday all around. It was awesome.
It was.
We weren't at Studio 1212 very long.
And technically had not really had this planned at all until the day of.
Yeah.
You had talked about, oh, you had some idea, but you can't remember. And I'm like, well, I was kind of thinking I sent you the menu the night before. And
I had no idea where it was. So I was trying to Google it, and it kept sending me to places in like New York, California, somewhere in Quebec.
You were making the connection of
where is this place? And then eventually,
I think I told you Ledgestone. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Ledgestone. Oh. Gotcha.
No regrets.
No, none whatsoever. I would totally do that one again.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Which we will do it again.
We will. Yeah. And then Saturday morning, we went to Toast & Co.
Yeah.
Because their latte of the month was a pink maple. And I wanted to try it. So we went to Toast.
Yeah.
And you switched up a little bit. You got their breakfast Sammy.
Yep.
And they had French fries that were also really good. Yep. They were like battered, crunchy.
They gave us a lot though on that one.
That one, there was a lot of fries. I couldn't eat all of
those. No. That was a lot of fries. But they were good though. Very battered. They needed some seasonings, but that's easy enough. Salt and pepper or whatever it was. But those were really good too.
I got my usual, the Florentine. You got a turtle mocha.
Yes. I said turtle, and she's like, we can make you a caramel mocha. I'm like, whatever. It's fine. I don't care. It's all good coffee from them. So, yeah, that was a yummy one. We like Toast. That's our favorite numero uno spot.
Yeah. And since we went to two pricier places, we tried to balance it out. So that night, Saturday night, you made your infamous, famous, delicious, I don't know.
Yeah, that like three people have eaten. Myself, you, and Kenny. That's literally all it is.
Bacon-wrapped cheese and cream cheese stuffed chicken breasts. But we made them on the grill because it was freaking nice out still.
It was awesome outside. Holy crap. Like the wind was degrees. A little bitey, but to get the grill going, it was easy enough. And managed to figure out how to level out that temperature to hold it just perfectly. Yeah. And it's simple. Just, I cut the chicken breast open, I do a chunk of cream cheese, and I just cover it in shredded cheese of some flavor, and I mush it all into like this weird little
log
looking thing, and then I stuff it inside the cut and wrap it in bacon.
And then
it's simple.
Your chicken breast is usually marinated in some sort of spicy.
This was a festival one that we had from a previous meal still.
From these, when we did these before, the we got time. Two of them.
Yeah.
Because you had two of those and two plain ones for me to marinate and whatever.
Yeah.
But they were so good.
It's good when it's on the grill. Oh, man. It just, it's hard to not eat all of it because it usually does turn out to be a pretty big chunk of meat. And massive. It's a lot. I should probably say no.
You should probably stop like I do where I leave some and then I take it to work.
It's too delicious. Way too delicious. I can't say no to that. It's too good.
Yeah. And then I made like real mushroom risotto to go with it.
Which was awesome.
It turned out really well.
Yeah.
I was not sure. I just followed the instructions. I've never done like for real from scratch before. It just takes forever because you add moisture and you stir until it all dissolves and then more stir.
Yeah,
and actually having the chicken take a little bit longer worked out because it wasn't really ready.
Yeah, it's timer. They're at, what, 350 for a half hour for the chicken?
Yeah.
But doing it on the grill needed a little bit longer. But I was like, okay, so the timing's going to be weird because we got to try to figure this out and do that. So, crap. Yeah, because it's like a half hour prep time, half hour cook time.
Yeah.
For the chicken. And then it seemed that the risotto worked out just about the same.
It did. It did. It turned out well.
Yeah. Because I used to make that for when Jenny was still our third wheel.
Yes.
She'd come over for dinner for like New Year's or something. I would make that when we would before we were doing the parties.
Yes.
And yeah. So it's literally been you, myself, her are the only ones I've ever made this for.
That's fine. Yeah. They're delicious.
This is a random recipe I found online. Don't even remember where
you were so excited because it's not very often you get excited about a recipe that you want to try and make, and it's your thing.
And I think the worst we've ever had was it was undercooked, but how hard is it to throw it back in and cook it for a little bit longer?
Yeah, that's happened before where it was a massive one, kind of miscalculated on the timing.
The time I tried the thick cut bacon.
Yeah, that needed a lot more. Work. Didn't work as well.
Gotta be the regular bacon.
Yeah. And then we watched Wakanda Forever.
It was okay.
It was bad. It was worth watching, but it wasn't amazing.
We haven't gone to the movie theater for a while because there really hasn't been a movie screaming for us to come and check it out. And a lot of the Marvel ones haven't been. Like, they're good movies, but I just don't need to rush to the theater to see them.
John Wick 3.
Well, John Wick 4 will also be.
All the John Wicks, actually.
All the John Wicks in the theater. We will see the fourth
and
one.
And we will use the comfy seats.
Yes, and we're going to go to the latest
one so there's no freaking children. It's not that children are bad. It's just. Was that the second How to Train Your Dragon? Third one?
It's the last one, yeah.
That whole experience was ruined because some lady kept letting her toddler, a little older, just running around and screaming in the theater the entire time.
Yeah.
It was just
take
awful.
Take the kid out. I get you paid for your money to be there, but maybe you shouldn't have brought the kids.
He obviously didn't care about the movie at all.
None whatsoever.
It was frustrating. So
I think it was the first Jurassic World. Jenny and I went and saw that in the theater, and we got the tickets too late. We had to sit way closer to the front, and there was, I don't know, they were probably like 9, 10, 11 year old kids sitting next to us, just blop 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 through the whole freaking movie.
Yeah.
And finally I said something and the lady behind me kind of gave me a dirty look. I'm like, well, tell your kids to shut up. I paid money to watch this movie and I go listen to them and I missed part of it because of that.
Common courtesy. And how many times I end up with somebody's kid kicking the back of my seat through it. And it's just.
Yeah. So we will buy tickets to the comfy chairs at the latest possible. And it's supposed to be rated R. So there shouldn't be kids in this movie anyway. Along with Deadpool will also be rated R. So there should be no kids in this movie.
I'm very excited. Because
you don't hate kids.
Yeah, no.
Just certain things. Don't bring them.
Not if they can't. Be behaved because I cannot expect a toddler to sit still through a movie in a movie theater.
No.
I understand that.
Nope.
But
nowadays you can go out and buy a 75-inch television for $300. Do that and then watch it on Netflix, all right? It's the same thing. You know, your kids aren't going to know the difference.
They can make noise. They can run around. They can stop. You can pause it for bathroom and snacks. Heck, that's why we watch most of our movies at home.
Yeah.
For the same reason, our own comfort. We can have our puppies. We have our blankets. We wear comfy clothes. Comfy
pants. Yes.
We can take, we can pause. We can get snacks.
Could you imagine a theater that would, it would be hard, but if you could bring your dog to the movie theater and those comfy chairs, bringing these two, it would be.
Yeah.
That would be hard because we would be the only ones with their dogs. He'd lose his mind.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. It's a bad idea. Don't listen to me. It's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Depending on what the movie is, once it starts, like if it was the Pixar Doug.
Oh, my God.
He'd watch it.
You'd have a bunch of dogs up at the screen barking. You wouldn't hear anything. Yeah, so no, don't do that. Don't. Okay, it's not a bad idea, Disney. Or no, not Disney. Marcus Theaters.
Yeah.
What is it? AMG or AR? AM something. AM4. I don't know. That's a computer socket. Don't listen. It's a bad idea. Don't let people bring their dogs to the theater. Yeah. I almost feel like they shouldn't let them bring their kids either, but that's not my call. Anyway, let's move on.
I do wish we had one of those theaters like in Madison where they have the alcohol and the food and stuff. Like,
yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
I'm guessing kids wouldn't be allowed for those.
I would hope not, because then they got to let their drunk parents drive them home afterwards. Cops could just sit outside and just pick them off as they go.
Yeah, that. I hope they don't have like the 10-year-olds driving them home.
Well, no, they wouldn't, because your parents get too drunk. You can't go anywhere. Now you got to wait for dad to wake up from his nap as he slept through half the movie. You know, spent $100 on movie tickets and alcohol, and dad's now passed out in a chair. Good luck.
The
workers are needing to make like $1,000 an hour.
So the other reason why we also made dinner at home Saturday night is because we decided we need to do a second breakfast on Sunday. We went out to Sport because we saw on the menu.
Oh, yeah.
They had a strawberry Bavarian cream stuffed French toast, which screams you.
It does, absolutely. That speaks to you. French toast with pretty much anything.
And they had a BLT Benny.
Yeah.
That I wanted badly. And chestnut praline latte, which was delicious. And then you had the white chocolate macadamia nut.
Yeah, I was feeling it's normally not my flavor, but
not a huge white chocolate, but was good.
For some reason, it just screamed at me. So I said, yeah, let's do that one.
And again, service is fantastic. The food was delicious.
Yes. Small place, though. Another one, you kind of want to get there early because it'll fill up. Which Sunday was weird that I figured there would have been more people. Probably Saturdays are more busy.
Yeah, we were still there on the early side, for one. I think the only reason it got busy when it did is because we had that women's walking group, I don't know, that all came in at once. It was a huge group, massive group, all trying to get in.
Or if not more. I think there was a dozen, exactly. Because there was 10 chairs at the one table, and they needed to steal two more from one of the other tables, or 13. It was...
Or they tried to, and the servers or whatever said, no, you can't, like, we need those chairs for those tables.
Because they have a reserve table. Yeah,
so they had to set them up at their own table
for
the extra, but food, again, really good.
Yeah, we like that.
Service, very good.
Pick your own coffee mug.
It's an old bank.
Off the wall.
Yes, that is fun. It's just a random collection of coffee mugs, so you pick out which one you want.
I got the one with, I think it was...
The old school, like, fishing with dad or something.
Fishing with dad or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. I've grabbed a dog one in the past. Yeah, I like... That was decent. And then, I don't know, we came back and... Did we actually accomplish stuff? I don't remember.
You fixed the critter room door.
I fixed the critter room door, and
so it actually latches when you close it.
Yes, because it was Saturday, we came home and these two were out. Just didn't want to stay. So we locked them in the front room. Yeah, they were out barking at us. Like, uh-oh, so I had to fix that. And
a YouTube video later, it was fixed. And
yeah, the guy gave me three things to try. So I tried the first one, didn't work. And then I was like, well, let's try this one. And oh, yeah, it was perfect. So then I went downstairs and also fixed the... under the stair closet kitty room food.
Same problem.
Same solution. Same exact thing. Ran a longer screw and it pulled everything, and now, hey, both these, so you don't have to have a brick
to hold the door shut.
To holding the door shut, yeah. And then the front room, I don't have to like slam it shut and just hammer it super hard to get it to lock.
Only took latches. Almost 10 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes life gets in the way.
It does.
I'm trying to remember, like, I thought we had an actual reason why we wanted to, aside from the food, like, we were just lazy. Yeah. That's 90% of the times why we go out to eat because we're lazy. That was a worthwhile trip, too. I enjoyed that one. It was like a good weekend of just food.
Yes.
Friends, you know, chilling drinks, out, drinks. It was good.
Coffees. It was just, yes, yeah. Everything went well. It was almost like a planned fancy Valentine's weekend, but there was nothing Valentine's yeah. about no. it for us.
Yeah. And I also had Super Bowl by my dad's on Sunday. Right. Yeah. That's so right. I did that in between leaving, fixed yes. a bunch of
I
stuff.
I said bye-bye to you.
I left and went and...
I made kimchi fried rice.
Yeah.
And I ate half of it here with their version of nori is called laver.
Lava? That's hot. You can't eat that.
A little piece of that. That was good. And then I took the other half to work and I'm like, oh, I've heard of, you know, adding cheese to it. So I added some shredded mozzarella, heated up. Holy freaking crap, I should have been doing cheese the entire time. It's amazing.
Has there ever been a time where you add cheese to something and it doesn't get better?
I mean, some things are good without needing cheese. It's not something right. like you, usually
I don't know
you
if
don't,
I'd want to put it in ice cream.
You don't necessarily think of most time fried rice with cheese.
No.
This worked.
I believe that. Well, we put cheese in our sushi rolls when we make them.
Cream cheese and shredded cheese when yeah. we do like the steak. We did this yeah. Steak and cheese.
Yeah, so far there hasn't been a whole, I mean.
As long as it's not the stupid low-fat cheese. Oh, that ruins everything. God.
That was gross. We
whole
wasted.
Pizza pasta meal in the garbage.
And pizza pasta is one of our favorite meals. We've yep. been making that one for a long time.
That
Stephen's
was
point.
Sad. Yep.
Wasted because of stupid low-fat cheese.
Don't do it. It's yes. not the same.
Why does fat have to add flavor to everything? Because then it just makes it taste better, and then we eat more of it, and then we end up fat.
Yeah, but I would rather be a bit squishy and happy than miserable eating low-fat cheese.
Yeah, but being fat in my family causes diabetes, and I don't want to have that.
No.
Well, probably haven't. I don't even know it.
The other part, no, you would know. The other part we have to watch is portion control. That is the bigger struggle. We can eat the foods we eat.
Tell me to stop eating it. Bad. That's enough. Don't eat 17 pounds of it. Okay, fine. I'll only eat 16 pounds of it and take the other pound to work. Dumb. Stupid fat tasting good. Sorry, went a little bit of a rant there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I went by dad for Super Bowl. Didn't care who won. Flipped a coin.
You
got the Eagles.
Ate way too much food.
This is the most food we've ever had at dad's. Because dad always makes his meatballs, which mm-hmm. is good. And then sometimes he'll make ham and he'll have buns. Mm-hmm. Right? Eat, whatever. Auntie Patty was there. She had food. Uncle Topsy came. He brought food. Brad and Lisa came. They brought food. I showed up. I brought sushi rolls. Chad showed up. He brought like chips. This is the most food we've ever had at dad's house for Super Bowl. It was ridiculous. So it didn't matter where you were. We'd walk into the kitchen to grab a drink or a beer or whatever, you'd stop and stuff your face full of meatballs, or you'd stop and grab cheese and crackers. He had the cold shrimp on the table.
Oh, the cocktail shrimp.
Yes, four different flavors, which they were good by themselves. And then Auntie Patty was like, why isn't anybody eating a cocktail sauce? We're like, because it's good without it.
Yeah.
So then they opened a cocktail sauce, which made it even better. There was so much food that at one point Mo was like force feeding meatballs to people. And I literally was like, well, it's because then he started calling us fatty, which that worked because peer pressure. And we were just, I'm like, no, Mo, I'm not eating anymore. Whatever, fatty, eat it. I was like, shoot, fucking, I haven't seen a guy in so long. I'm so happy to see him. I was just dealing with it. But it was a good night. It was a long night.
Yeah. When did you come home after
6:30 in the morning?
After like an hour and a half nap.
If I even got that, it was a long night. But like Chad explained, it worked out because both him and I work third shift. So yeah. I got home, I slept for a bunch of hours, got up, and
you're
went
ready
back
for
to
work?
My regular schedule. Yeah. That was hard, but it also kind of pushed me towards. I took work off work on Friday. I asked for it on Thursday morning. Wednesday morning. I don't know. My boss is like, yeah, whatever. We're not busy. So I had a 3-day weekend again.
Why not?
And so far it's been a very fun weekend.
Yeah, we went to the depot Friday night.
The old Title Town.
Yep. And because you had the spicy.
Spicy elk burger. Now, mind you, it says spicy in the title.
For normal people,
just wait. Just wait. If you are not me and you can't handle a lot of spicy food, it's a good sandwich. It'll get you a little bit. Took me till the end of it to finally realize that, oh, it is spicy. Outside of that, very good.
Still good flavor.
It was a very good sandwich. Yes, they cooked it decently enough.
Good fries.
Good fries again, which we ended up taking a bunch of those. The chickens will get those eventually just because there's so many fries. So I get fries are cheap. It was very good. I did giggle at your flatbread.
I got a mushroom flatbread. And the last time I got a flatbread from there, the flatbread itself was thicker. So I was really excited. It's like cracker thin crust and the bases and avocado.
Yeah, you don't like avocado.
Artichoke spinach dip.
That sounds good though.
No. Artichoke spinach dip is like the base sauce and then mushrooms
like
and cheese.
You like artichokes, but you don't like avocado. Ugh, you're weird.
And stuff. And it's supposed to come with caramelized onions. And I don't like onions.
No.
I don't like onions. They don't like me.
For the the very religious person that I am, because I'm not, are for the devil.
At least they're cooked onions. On the scale of evilness of onions, cooked onions aren't nearly as bad as raw onions.
Right. That is true. I'll eat an
The green onions, so right. And they're diced up a little bit on like a baked potato.
I'll do an onion ring.
It's not so bad.
You know, but just raw onions.
It's really harsh.
Gross.
So I said, and I saw him right.
He did.
No onion. Now, I don't know where the error came in. It could have been him punching it into the POS system.
Yeah.
It could have been on the cook side, but he admitted straight out.
He's
I'm so sorry. They accidentally put onions on it. I put on a glove. I picked off as many as I could, but you might find some onions. I'm really sorry.
Yes. Never once in 40, almost 42 years has anyone ever said that or done that.
Yes.
That
At
was
least
very awesome.
Admitted it up front, yes. Not just, oh, well, they'll deal with it or whatever. Like he actually even checked to make sure it matched and realized it didn't. So,
yep.
I appreciate the effort. There was still a decent amount of onions still on there, but at least they were bigger and I was able to pick off.
You picked off quite a few yourself. Depending, I don't know how many he pulled off.
But. Yeah. And it's still, the rest of it tastes good. I think I only ran into the occasional tiny piece, little bite of onion that I noticed.
At that point, it's tolerable.
Yes. Not ideal, it didn't overwhelm the whole thing. I just, if you like onions, then go for it. It's probably fine. It's great. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Just don't. No, I'm going to take that advice. Just don't. Just don't onion.
Just don't onion.
It's the old school argument that you and I both joked about growing up. Why put onions in there for flavor? Well, then I don't want it. Well, you can't taste the onions. Then why do you put the onions in there? For flavor. Well, I don't want it because there's onions in it. Well, you can't taste them. Then why put them in there for flavor? Like, oh, the never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
I just, ugh, gross. Just
and
gross.
I can get the additional flavor for onions. I can not identical, but substitute with like onion powder.
Yes.
Some of that good part of the onion, though, without the stuff that I don't like about the onion. I will do that. I will use leeks in exchange for onions in a lot of places, like when I make soups and stuff. They don't make me cry when I cut them.
Right.
My food doesn't hurt me.
It's weird as the our HelloFresh orders, somehow or other, the onions that are in the bag, they just
jump right out,
end up in the garbage.
They just jump right out every single time. I don't know what happens. Weird. Right into the garbage can every single time. It's so weird.
That's so strange.
Yeah. And you got one of your favorite beers at the depot.
The Copper State Peanut Butter Porter.
And I had a Von Steel cherry cider.
I liked that. It was good.
That was a good one.
Big cherry guy, but that
a little
was
bit sweet, not too much. But it was a good one.
Yes.
And then we went to Amphora afterwards.
Amphora.
Which is funny, today on Memories, one day later, a year ago, we were there and one of the drinks, I got the same
ordering drink. Your same drink. Yes. That was pretty funny.
It's called the Cat's Meow.
Yes, yeah.
It's like rhubarb gin and lemon and something else. Right. I don't know. It's delicious. I like it. And a little rosemary on the top. So you smell the rosemary time you take a sip. Yep. I really like it.
And get then the, Nuglaris raspberry tart. That's a good beer. I like
and
that one.
One of the really, really tall glasses. Glass, yeah. But you can really see that red color.
It was very red. One of these times we should actually eat their food there.
Yes.
The menu looks really good. Like, there's a couple of things I would like to try, but we don't really think of them as a food place, but they are.
They are. And even they said, I heard them explaining it to another couple there, it's like fancy shareables.
Yes.
So you can make a meal of it. You can do a couple, split a couple things. It's not made to necessarily be meals, but they had some really good, and they looked good, whatever they were all eating.
And the chef there is the guy who taught us how to make sushi, at Cook's Corner.
Yeah. Years ago.
Years back. Yes. That was funny. I saw him walk out and I was like, I know that guy. Because he was also doing sushi at Umi for a while. I don't know if he still is.
Yep. Because we saw him there and talked to him.
We talked to him about it. Yeah.
Was it Umi? I thought it was at Finn.
Finn.
Finn, because that's where you would get the Cluck Norris or whatever it is, the chicken roll.
I swear that was Umi. Oh, no, you're right. It was Finn. Yeah.
It was Finn.
Yes, the Cluck Norris was a roll with some chicken, like
Was it buffalo chicken or something? Or maybe spicy chicken?
Yeah.
It was chicken. You had to get a sushi roll chicken in it.
I like chicken. I'm sorry. I enjoy chicken. I am one of those people I would take a good chicken breast over a steak.
Or is it Bruce Lee chicken?
Bruce Lee chicken.
Bruce Lee chicken. Cluck Norris is at Toast.
Yes. But I won't turn down a good steak. No. I will still eat a good steak, but I will take chicken over that.
You will eat chicken every day. You may not eat steak every day.
Yeah, I will eat chicken every day. Yes. Most of the stuff, if I can go somewhere and I find a good chicken, it's getting eaten by me. Yeah.
And then we looked. I mean, today the plan was to do Appleton, and I spent a lot of time looking. There's a lot of good Appleton coffee shops, places we still haven't tried yet. But they pretty much just do like breakfast sandwiches and breakfast burritos, which is fine. But we weren't feeling that. We were wanting actual breakfast. And we could have gone to Akoka again. I think that would have been the only other place that has both fancy coffees and a
full breakfast.
Yeah. But we realized we hadn't been to Black Honey Hashery in De Pere in a long time.
The little bit of preceding that story was last night. We're both sitting on the couch. It's 9:30 and we just literally said, you know what? We're old. I mean, without saying we're old, we're going to bed.
Preceding even that, it was like 2 hours to fight to stay awake. Because sitting in Amphora, it hit me. Yes.
Sitting in Amphora, it hit me like a brick. Same. All of a sudden it was like, wow, I'm tired. Like I couldn't focus.
Yes.
I was scrolling Facebook and I kept seeing two of them. I was like, holy crap, I'm tired.
Same thing. I don't know what it was. Like, I think we both had like a quarter of our drink left and I'm like, I'm done. I'm tired. I look and I'm like, it's 6:57 p.m.
Ugh.
Why am I exhausted? I just want to go to bed
already. Yeah.
So it was a fight to stay awake that long.
Scrolling through social media. I had Shawshank Redemption playing on the television. I couldn't even read.
I was trying to read on the couch. I was too tired.
There's a couple of times I know where I was like this close to being asleep.
Yes.
Like
I caught you one of those.
I know. I was like, long crap. Break. Okay. I caught myself. There was times I looked over at you where you were kind of sighted. I was like, is she awake? But then you made a note. You said something. Yeah. I was like, okay, so. And then it was just like 9:30. I'm like, fuck it. I'm done.
We're done.
I'm done.
We're done.
We're going to bed.
I think it was a little after nine. Yeah.
Yes. So our plan was, yes, to go to Appleton for something. A coffee, breakfast, whatever it was. But we went to bed. I don't think I made it past 10 o'clock. Probably in between 9:30 and 10. I was out. Didn't wake up until 6 a.m. It was amazing. It's been the longest I've slept like that in a long time.
Same. So solid. Yeah. And the reason why we changed our mind about plans was at bedtime, like in bed, we're like, oh gosh, we're going to bed so early. We're going to be up at like 4 or 5 in the morning. What's open this early?
Yes.
Because we're not going to want to wait. And we're like, oh, well, Black Honey's open at 6 a.m. Yeah. So we'll do that. We didn't get out of bed till like 20 after 6.
We got to Black Honey after 7. I actually thought maybe we could then do the Appleton thing. Nah, screw it.
No, we wanted the coffee and food then.
Let's just go. I know you at one point had mentioned we'll go to the river.
To the river for coffee, and then we would get like breakfast at one of the diners in Appleton. Yeah, no, but no. We decided no. And the river didn't open until 8 a.m.
8 a.m., yeah.
So we're like, no.
Well, by the time we got up and would have gotten down there,
it would have
been open. Yes, it would have worked.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Black Honey was good.
We like Black Honey. Top five of ours, yeah.
I did the pecan pie for my coffee, and yours was the toasted marshmallow mocha.
Yes.
Is there specials?
Which is stereotypical coffee. It has a bunch of crap in it that if you don't stir it, it settles to the bottom and then it tastes disgusting. But the moment you keep like, either you stir it yourself or you just like
swirl
your cup and keep the stuff mixed, it's really good.
It really is.
Really good. It's the same when you make coffees for us on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, yeah.
Same crap. It's just, I have to keep swirling it, everything settles and it just tastes like gross coffee.
And who drinks coffee for the flavor?
That's like people, I'll take decaf. What? Why?
What's the point?
And not even like a decaf mocha or something or a latte. No, it's just straight decaf black coffee.
Black.
What are you, insane? What's wrong with you? You're a serial killer at that point. You should probably go to jail.
I had...
sorry. Like, another tangent.
I think we've had that conversation before.
Probably.
Like last season
on the podcast. Well, then it's a rehash.
At the hashery.
Being a serial killer.
Talking about the hashery and rehash, and then I had corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash.
They have...
There's way too many hashes. I think we just broke the internet or something.
I try a corned beef hash at a lot of different places.
You do like corned beef hash.
But very sadly, most places just do the like store made, came in a can or frozen mush.
They pop the top off and they dump it out. It looks like the cranberries that comes up. Like it's, but it's corned beef
like
hash.
Spam, like they put spam and potatoes in a blender. Like that's,
oh my God.
And it's gross and it makes me sad, especially after in Madison,
spam
the curve.
Hash?
Yeah. That's basically what it seems like because it's really salty. And then you
I know there's people out there that I know people that like spam.
Yes, like my uncle, John.
Oh, God.
No, this Ugh. Is not. No. And I'm very sad then because I've had a really good corned beef hash at the Curve.
The Curve.
And they make theirs a little bit spicy, a little zesty.
Yes.
And that was really good. And then, but number one, it's Black Honey. It's like half inch cubes of actual corned beef. And breakfast potatoes.
Yes.
Like rosemary breakfast potatoes. And they're so good. It's so delicious. I was so happy to have that this morning. And then you get your...
It didn't taste the greatest after eating the French toast.
The strawberry French toast.
The strawberry French toast and maple syrup.
Here's
like it was very
salty
sweet.
Salty chunk
And then
meat.
You're like, here, put this in your mouth. And I ate it. I was like, oh, that's... Wow. Not good with all the mix. I'm sure it's... good by itself, but you don't mix the sweet.
Okay, next time you'll have to try it like before you go into your French toast.
Yes, absolutely.
You
had, yes.
Yeah, your strawberry French toast.
Not very good.
And then we finally drove out to Appleton.
Yes, our whole Appleton trip took us like 2 hours to get Appleton-y to go.
Because we got there and then we had to kill some time.
Yes, because we were going there for like a home and garden show.
Yeah, I got free tickets. Yeah. Someone dropped off a bunch of work. So I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, excuse to do something in Appleton, get out of Green Bay for a few hours. And so then we drove around and we found the Guckenberg and Sturm Wildlife Area. If anybody knows where you can park to actually enjoy it, that'd be great. We could see the dock. Yeah. We could see steps to go down.
Trails. So it's where the fuck do you park?
Yeah, we couldn't figure that out, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It killed a little bit of time. We went to the Home and Garden Show at the Fox Cities Exhibition
Center.
And when there's a little parking lot right by the center, and then we end up parking in the ramp. And walking in, we mentioned like, oh, the people who parked there might have been, and I said, for the exhibitioners. Like exhibitionists, and it should have been exhibitors.
Huh.
And I caught myself afterwards. I'm like, you didn't realize.
I didn't because it's an exhibitionist. Wait, what?
It was.
Where was
I'm like,
where?
That word doesn't sound right. Obviously, the coffee hadn't quite kicked in.
Yeah. I not that I want to see some exhibitionists, but I'm not against seeing some exhibitionists. Like, hello.
No.
This home and garden show just got interesting.
Is much different than exhibitionists.
Yeah. sell you some interesting toys while they're trying to sell you gutter guards for your house. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't hear it, because, God, that would have been an interesting conversation.
Oh, no, man. No. Yeah. But we did realize you can get from that parking ramp to the hall through four
different escalators
and two skywalks.
Yeah, yeah, it was quite the trek. I mean, it was like a half a block away. Probably would have just been quicker for us to go back outside and then cut the cross the street and walk up, and we would have been there.
But it's cold, and yes. What fun is that? Because
it was up a big escalator, up another big escalator, down an escalator, over across, up another escalator. It was quite the walk. Yeah. I
mean, if you can do it, you do it.
What was it, half hour we were there? Small.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not a very big, compared to the Green Bay one. This is what, a third of the size?
Probably.
But we looked up, if you paid for tickets, it was like $3 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
worth the $3 for the half hour, 40 minute walkthrough. We were like,
I was a little sad that there wasn't really a whole lot of garden things. There was like two booths that had anything garden ish.
Our house isn't amazing, but a lot of the stuff that they were selling was stuff that doors and windows. There was some decking, and then most of it was like gutter guards.
A lot of gutter guards. There was several of the garage flooring, which at least that was beneficial, because we're like, that's kind of what we want to do for the basement flooring. Yes. So at least we got some info on that to look into that more at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so at least we got to go there, check it out, go in the building. We've never been in there before.
Yeah.
And then we had our usual restore, the west side restore, which they did a lot of rearranging since the east side Appleton closed.
That one down. It's stupid. I like having two.
I know. But it is much better organized than it used to be. Yeah,
they brought racking and things from the other store to put things on.
For extra storage and all the extra flooring.
It was busy today.
It was. A lot of people. It was hopping.
But of course, when you don't have the two anymore.
Yeah.
It was hopping.
It was.
Our usual walk. We didn't actually hit the Green Bay one this time. Normally we'd do that.
True. We could have.
We could have.
But we didn't.
We didn't.
That's okay. We at least did one restore.
Yeah.
And then we also checked out a new fish store in Appleton called Wild Habitats.
Yeah.
Not big. Not bad.
I mean, it kind of fit the stereotypical fish aquarium store, but they had some neat displays.
Yes. Like, they put a little bit more thought in the aquariums and, like, what structures are in there, plants are in there. Cool pond setup, three pool pond setup. That was really cool. They definitely, like someone had suggested, they don't overstock their tanks. They don't shove way more fish in the tank than it should really have.
Yeah.
So that was nice. People seem nice. It's cool to check out. Like, we're never going to say no to checking out.
Oh, yeah. We always, any pet store, a lot of places we go to, we'll check them out just because we're pet people.
Yes. Yeah. And then it was on our smoothie search.
Well, we thought about our usual tropical smoothie cafe.
And then we saw the dad and two kids go in and have to squeeze just in the door.
Oh, it was mom, dad, and the two kids. There was four of them. And then there was easily a line of 10 people.
Because they just squeezed in into the door, and I watched them, like, get in line just past the door. Yes. And we're like, oh.
So we said no.
It was like lunchtime, though, so that's why.
Yeah, they have some good smoothies and some okay food, because we stopped at one in Ohio, or not Ohio, Iowa. Was it Iowa? Yes. No, that was, oh, we've eaten at that one.
Yes, we did eat at the one, the Appleton one. Yes, yeah,
I'm thinking of the Hawaii themed one.
Oh, yeah,
that
we did
that in Iowa. Coming back from Tiny Tony's.
No, that one we ate at the one in Appleton, because we got like a chicken verde quesadilla. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was a good snack. Yep. The smoothies are
really big, though.
Big, yeah. That's
so we almost want to split one. Yeah. Next time, instead of getting two.
So we're like, whatever. We'll hit up Quick Trip. They have the good, fun smoothie machine thing. So we hit the first Quick Trip we came to, and like, oh, the machine I went to, the light was out where you put the cup, and I'm like, well, the rest of the machine seems to be working. So I'm like, okay, hitting the things, put the cup in. And then next to me, I hear you're like, oh, they don't have strawberry on
this
one.
No strawberry.
That one was out of strawberry. So you're like, oh, so you're just going to wait for mine. It tried like five times and it couldn't see the cup. And I'm like, oh, I turned the flashlight on my phone.
Yeah, I should have stuck to grab my two. We could have had two of them and seen if we could have gotten it to work.
Maybe it would have worked, but that would have been funny. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah,
no, never mind. Okay.
Back in the
Let's
car.
Get back in the car, go to the next Quick Trip. That one worked.
Yeah, I went ahead.
They both were well stocked. They both worked. And I'm like,
so we made our smoothies and then made our way home.
Back to puppies. And then it was puppy wrestle time.
Back to puppies, puppy wrestle time. Pants was very wired. So him and V were wrestling and playing, and we did all sorts of stuff to tire them out so they were quiet during our recording session. It worked.
And now, where are we going for dinner?
Sushi Lovers.
Yes.
Yes, we had a conversation a while ago with Tyler and Jenny. I think it was New Year's, about having sushi after the baby was born. And I contacted Tyler a week ago, I think Thursday, Friday after the baby was born, about when are we doing this? And he said something, we're going to wait for
March,
the feeding.
Like a month old.
Wait for
the
figure out their feeding schedules and all this stuff. And then we're going to go. And I kept thinking, I was like, well, I mean, we don't have to wait for them.
We can go this month and then go with them next month.
Right. So that's what we're going to do. We'll call it research. We're going to go see what kind of new roles they put out there so we can inform them when we go. Know. Be like, okay, now
quality
this one's
assurance.
Yes, exactly. It's a plan. Sure. A plan. Yeah. And then I kind of want to come back here. I know you said you wanted to play some board games.
At least try to figure out the one.
But I was kind of hoping, like, maybe depending on what time we get back and how much time, see if we can find any good, like, horror movies. We haven't watched a good horror movie in a while.
Yes. Something I could go for that.
Yeah. Because I feel like we should be able to stay awake tonight since we slept for so
solid.
But, like, it was like a solid 8.5 hours, if not more.
Well, you got 8.5. I got 7.5, but that's still good for me.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, we go to sushi early enough. That's our plan. We'll have plenty
you
of time to
get
do
there
both.
At 4:30, because otherwise you got to wait.
We can't watch horror movies in the daylight.
Right. Do we want to have a fire in the basement? Or
we could. We could do it all in the basement. Do a horror movie, have
some
drinks.
We did buy a new TV down there. We even watched it like twice. Stupid.
Calm down. There.
Okay. I've watched it way more than twice, but
yes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that.
That was fun.
And then upcoming, we have to do brunch with grandparents and my mom and my uncles at 1950 Bond. It used to be Rock Garden. It's where Megan had her wedding. Megan
had her wedding there.
Yeah.
My buddy Johnny had his wedding there.
Yes.
I don't think I've been there for anything else. So, yeah, we'll go there and have some. Other than that, I mean, we don't really have much until it gets warmer out.
Not planned. Doesn't mean it's not going to turn out like last weekend where we hit, like, awesome meals and drinks and one after another. Who knows?
I could see also Gretchen and the kids, again, coming over and playing some more Drawful.
Wii bowling.
Yeah, that was a good, like, last minute.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's do this. Okay, sounds good. I'd be up for that. That'd be fun. Yeah.
I almost want to finish this kind of like Click and Clack do and Car Talk.
Don't drive like my brother.
No. Well, you've listened to another however long. Like
You've wasted another 59 minutes. Probably not that long because I got to cut a bunch of out.
Yeah.
But yes, you've wasted another hour listening to us ramble.
And thank you.
About life.
We appreciate it.
We do. And you know, how to find us with the things. Wait, we might actually have some new people. Because there was a lady in one of the Facebook groups that asked about people doing podcasts. So I told her to check out ours. So if she's listening, and I hope she is. She might not be
shout
this far down.
You.
Shout out to you. I appreciate that. I know a couple of the people have started listening. We're at 580 downloads.
Total downloads since we started.
Which is awesome.
More than I thought we'd ever
new
see.
New people, did you want to throw the line at me?
Where can you find us?
On all the podcast places, the Spotify, the Googles, the Amazon.
The Apple.
Like, we're out on all the podcast places.
We are.
If you want to contact us, throw us an email at heyupcast@gmail.com.
Message, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, you can hit us up. We're on all the social media things as well. Just pay attention to follow us on Instagram too. We do
I do both.
You post stuff on Instagram and Facebook.
I've been trying to post more, like as we go out for meals, try to post pictures so that when you listen to the episode, you can actually find the pictures of what we're talking about.
So then I don't have people at work going, "How did you find this place?" It's called Google.
Google Maps.
Google is great.
Google Maps.
Yeah, there it is. You wasted another hour. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.